Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. Before we get started, do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for you. DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Read over 20,000 digital comics, catch up on original series like Titans, and starting November 29th, watch their newest adult animated series, Harley Quinn. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the United States.
Welcome back to Collider Live, and happy Thanksgiving Day to all of you guys, wherever you are. We're thankful for you. I'm Roxas Dreyer, alongside the evilest of them all, Darina.
Happy Thanksgiving, Roxy. Always.
Hey.
We just did an extra live show, and this is a pre-dip, and I'm still happy to see you.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving actually works because you got to kill the turkey.
Exactly. Yeah, have you seen the movie? I think you'd enjoy it.
No, and we already know I wouldn't remember it if I did see it. Mark Riley in the house.
Hello, Roxy. Darina.
You're quoting the movie?
No. What?
I don't know. You went extreme.
Oh, yeah. It's the... Right? Are you talking about the Eli Roth?
Yeah.
Grindhouse, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the man who's been begging us to be on this show, he wants to be here so bad. It's Dorian Parks in the house.
Woo, Dorian!
Thank you guys for having me. The only reason I'm here is because I really felt bad for, like, just busting in and grabbing a muffin and just dipping out. So I was like, all right, I'll make it up and actually do an episode. And I apologize in advance for my monotone voice. I know the fans out there are not a big fan of it, but, you know.
You know what I tell those fans? Shut the hell up.
In a nice way, because happy Thanksgiving. But also, I like that at this point, by the time people are watching this, you grabbed a muffin weeks ago.
Oh, that's true.
And you're like, finally, I'm making it right for grabbing that muffin a week and a half ago.
But it was a really good muffin, wasn't it? That's why you remember it.
I ate that muffin all day and then finished it off last night.
That's what she said.
But I also
want to
cross
so much.
Whoa!
We're just so thankful for muffins.
We are, actually. But I'm also, the reason why I also want to come on is because I don't think I ever did like a full, like, episode.
You never did?
Yeah, from the previous show. But
we asked.
I know y'all did, but I want to, like, actually come on and be on this episode because I'm thankful for you guys as a new host.
We're
and y'all are killing
you
it.
You also. Aww. Dorian, people don't even know exactly what do you, so what do you do for this show and why do we want you so bad?
So for people that are just seeing me for the first time, I'm the social media manager for Collider and Collider Video. Mm-hmm. And usually I'll tweet out and live tweet with the show. Alex has been helping me a lot because sometimes I'll have to do other tasks or do other things. So he'll help me with the live tweets. But when he's not in, I'll make sure I'm watching the show the whole time, doing live polls and stuff like that. So I usually do the behind the scenes, but now I'm in the front of the camera, so it's kind of weird. But
love it, love it.
And you're always just working, huh?
Yeah, just
constantly.
It keeps me going. I love what I do, so it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like, you know, I'm supposed to be doing it.
Somebody else we're really thankful for. Cody Hall in the booth.
Oh, hey guys. I'm also here. Hi.
Hi, Cody.
Well, you're actually the most important person here because without you, we have zero show.
You literally couldn't have the show.
Correct. Like, legitimately do not know how to do your job.
Correct.
Really would get in there and start pressing buttons, so we'd end up in space.
Extremely thankful for Cody Hall.
Yeah. Yes. So today, because we wanted to do this show for you guys, we didn't want anybody who is alone on Thanksgiving to be alone. You've got us. Or anybody who can't stand their family to have to deal with their family. You don't have to.
You want a little break? You can watch us.
Yeah. Just come along, join the fun, join the madness, and we're going to have all Thanksgiving talk today from, corny, gushy shit that I know you guys love so much about what we're thankful for this year. Because I actually think it's important to break from the fart talk every once in a while and talk about what we actually care about. And also where
you can also
you
be thankful
up,
for
I'm sorry. You can't say don't do farts and then expect no fart to play.
I do. Every time we say we're grateful for something, a fart has to come.
Honestly, I lied about the main reason I wanted to be on this show just so I could hear the Cody sound effects live in person.
Yep. You needed to experience
it firsthand.
What I'm loving about Collider Live 2.0 is watching our new guests that have never been on the show react to Cody sound bites.
It's I hear them from the outside, but actually being able to be in it, I'm here.
Describe the experience now that you've had it in your ears through Cody. Cody's amazing fingers.
I feel I'm actually honored, Cody. Thank you. I like it's a
thank you. I was hoping for that one.
You got it, buddy.
Just in case you waited to watch and listen to us after you ate your meal, I'm so sorry you're puking it up now and tasting it twice.
Oh my God.
But you're probably farting too, let's be honest. Oh. If you have like two or three Thanksgiving dinners, that's exactly what Thanksgiving dinner sounds like. Thank you, Cody.
Just jealous. You guys know I can't fart. I'm still very jealous.
Well, hopefully this Thanksgiving will be the one.
So we're in two places at once right now, guys, because we are in this studio, but also we are at our respective, thank you. English, you know, it's tough.
I agree.
And I'm not the ESL person in the room, but whatever. We are somewhere else right now. We are all with our family or home or, I guess, alone. I don't know what you guys are actually doing. Speaking of which, what are you guys doing?
So I go into a family friend's house. I usually go. I've been going to the past two or three years since I'm from Texas, and I just visited home like a week ago. Can't fly back again, so I'm just gonna stay up here, chill out with some friends and family.
Well, you grew up in Austin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a cool city.
It's pretty much like I compare it to like a smaller version of LA. Like they're catching up, like especially in the entertainment industry, like the movie scene. We got South by Southwest and stuff, but they're catching up to what Los Angeles is now. But it's a similar vibe.
I wish we would catch up to their barbecue, man.
Right? And I wish we would catch up to their prices.
Yeah, their prices.
Every time I go home, that's like the best thing is like it's so much cheaper.
Speaking of their prices, though, that's exactly what I was going to say because flying home for Thanksgiving fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally takes every dollar of my savings every year.
But it's so expensive.
I only go home once a year now. I haven't been home in a full year. So it's the only time I can get work off. And it's like, that is... So I just have to bite the bullet, but oh my God.
Are you going home for Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, I will be right now as we speak. Right. I am in Newton, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston. I am with my family. It's going to be a weird ass year this year. We're in a massive extended family dispute right now.
Really?
So but we all come together for Thanksgiving anyway, so it's going to be a wild ride.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I mean a little bit, but like not all the bits.
Yeah.
Give us some of the bits, Roxy.
My dad and his siblings are all in business together. And some years that makes it easier than other to come home to.
Right.
I will say one of the families is not attending Thanksgiving this year for the first time. So that is
it like some Succession shit? Like
kind of.
Dude, I can hang with this talk now. I'm watching Succession.
It's a good show.
This show is awesome.
So there's actually two people who will be attending Thanksgiving that I do not and will not speak to. Which is going to be interesting. Oh, it's the best theme in the entire
really
world.
Good. Dude,
so theme. Good. But I'm so excited to see my little sister, my brother, my dad, my brother's wife, and also the kids. I have a lot of younger kids in the family, and they text me all the time, and even though their parents are not on my Santa's list that is the opposite of
naughty list.
Yeah, they're on the
Krampus's list.
That's what you give them,
I'll
right?
I just Krampus.
Cole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on that list, but their kids are not. It's not their fault. So I'm excited to see all them. And I organize Thanksgiving. I do the invites. I get the food.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
What
happened after my mom passed away? It was like it was still at my house. There was a couple of years where we didn't do it because I was not of age to like be throwing the whole thing, but now when I come back, it's another reason why I spend all the money to fly back. I like do the damn thing.
Nice.
And what are you going to do with the people that you're not speaking? Are you just literally going to sit there in silence and eat in front of their faces? Or what's your plan?
I haven't figured it out fully. I talked to my sister about it. I definitely am going to get drunk for sure.
For sure.
Which is par for the course on Thanksgiving. I'm just curious about that choice.
I imagine it. Someone being hammered. Yeah. Being,
that's what you sound like when you're drunk, actually. Like.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
That's actually true. That's more Mark. Yes.
I make the table settings, so I think I'm just going to not sit with them, be perfectly pleasant, and like just try
be polite.
To avoid. Just polite because I'm inviting them to my home or my father's home, but that's an extension of me. So you don't want to invite somebody over and then be a dickhead. Mm-hmm. But I also am not going to speak to them because what they've done is horrific. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be like
– acknowledge, say hi, and that's it.
Yep, and try to keep it as civil as possible. Where are you going to be for Thanksgiving?
So I actually haven't visited my dad in a few years. I used to go – he's in Guadalajara, Mexico. And I usually spend it with my mom, but I'm going to go this past weekend, I guess, to San Diego to visit my mom. And then I'm going to Guadalajara with Brennan, with my husband, to visit my dad. And that should be crazy because they have a giant family. He has like eight. He's one of eight brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow.
And so we're basically just going to eat and drink for like 4 days.
So he that celebrates Thanksgiving?
No. they don't, actually. We're just going to go eat with them.
Is there going to be a turkey or no?
Probably not. I mean, the only times when I've been there for Thanksgiving before is that he actually has a lot of clients that are foreigners. Like in Chapala, the lake area where he lives, there's a lot of Americans and Canadians and Europeans that have moved there to retire. And uh-huh. So he's built houses for them because he's an architect and he does real estate. And so he will sometimes do dinners with his clients, right? Uh-huh. But when I come, it's like a weird, like, oh, I haven't seen you in 5 years. Let's get drunk and eat. And that's what we do. Which is pretty awesome but then I'm also celebrating Thanksgiving the weekend before with my mom, and that's a little bit stressful. I'm not sure how that's going to go because I love my mom and my brother, but I'm not sure how they feel about me being on camera and all that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I mean,
what
I
kind of,
well, because they're, I mean, I'm not going to go into details, but they, you know, we're very different people in certain certain regards, you know, like in certain areas, like
so they don't suck blood.
No, they're not goth. I was like the black sheep of the family, right? Like it's not like I was a bad kid or anything. My mom thinks both my brother and I were good kids, but they just have a very different lifestyle than I do, right? Like my brother immediately got married after college and, you know, has two wonderful daughters, an awesome wife. I love them all. But it's a very different lifestyle than I have, right? I have a very different relationship with my husband. I never do kid stuff, you know, like family stuff. I love hanging out with my nieces, but they're just I think they've always wanted me to be like them and like move to suburbia and like, you know, do that stuff that's never been attracted to me.
Right.
So, but and they know they love me and they're proud of me and support me, but I also think that they wish I would do something else.
What do you do? Avoid talking about your work then?
Sorry?
When you're at Thanksgiving, do you avoid talking about
your
work?
Well, this is the first year that I've really been on camera, right? Because I've always had a behind-the-scenes job in entertainment, right? So mm-hmm. This is a new thing for me in general as to, like, I'm just learning how to handle it, where I'm also like, oh, should I be speaking about my private stuff because other people are involved in my family, right? So, and I also, for them, I think it's just like Mark's parents where they just don't know how YouTube works. Like, they know YouTube exists, but they don't watch it, right? They're mm-hmm. the older generation that just focuses on like streaming and Netflix and all that, but the YouTube world is just weird to them. Like they don't I don't think they understand our jobs.
Yeah, my mom just knows Collider. She just has to type in Collider Dorian. That's like,
I wish my dad could do
like
just
I had to explain to her, like, it's hard, but she, like, they're cool about it. Like, they know, like, since I've been on camera for like three and a half years now, I guess, because I would always do like my own personal YouTube videos, but I'm always like very quiet, reserved, and then my parents were like, oh, what the hell he's over here cussing and stuff, but now they're like chill about it. They're very like supportive, and they know, like, even though I'm not the best on camera, they're like, you're gonna keep
you're amazing
keep,
on camera,
you're amazing
stuff,
on camera.
Keep going after
at this point
it.
I know you're just fishing for compliments.
No, I'm not. I genuinely, and Roka, or okay, so I guess technically last week Roka on the show, he was like, oh no, like Dorian wants to be on camera, you just have to like beg him to do it. I genuinely do not like being on camera. It's just hard. I don't know. Like,
I mean, I get it. I never watch myself. Like, I hate my voice. I hate everything. So I get it. We're all our own like worst critics.
Like,
right?
I hear my voice right now in my headphones.
Good for you, Roxy. We all need your confidence.
Yeah.
I'm just amazing. So solid. I never make mistakes. You guys never point them out.
True.
Everybody loves me.
Yep.
I have all of the fans. Yep. And also, I don't sound like a prepubescent 13-year-old boy. So
I love you.
Comment sections, great.
Across the board. Yeah. People don't ask me how many dicks I suck to make my voice sound like this.
Ah, yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with sucking dick.
So yeah,
then.
I'm pretty much saying that I am great. Riley, where are you right now?
Whew. Guys, this is going to be a big one, okay? This is the first Thanksgiving that my whole family and my fiance's whole family are together for Thanksgiving. Like, I'm talking the brothers, the sisters, the half-brothers, the dad, the mom, not my dad and his wife, but my mom, my sister, her fiance, her kids, his kids. I mean, this thing is going to be absolutely wild. I'm either dead right now and not having fun, or it's great and I'm, you know, 3, 2, 4, glasses of wine in and having fun.
Mark, kind of great practice for the fact that I know that you and Julie eventually want to have kids.
Absolutely.
And now, you know, you can get hung on by like a jungle gym and know what it's going to be like.
I had a great, I mean, just last week, I know we're pre-tape, but when I took my niece to Frozen 2, that was a really good day to like figure out. I was like, oh, I can hang with a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like she was, of course, I'm cool uncle, so it's a little bit easier, but.
7-year-olds are cool.
7-year-olds
are
cool.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, it's great because you get to give them all the candy and shit, because this is why I like hanging out with kids that aren't mine.
Yeah.
Because you get to jack them up, and then you get to be like, deuces, somebody else deal with this problem.
I did exactly that, too, because they were giving out the free, they were giving out the free popcorn and drink. She's like, I want an orange Fanta. And I go, can you have that? I looked at her. I'm like, can you have that? And I go, you know what? Fuck that. Give me the thing, because I'm the cool uncle. And then she got me after the show.
Mark, fucking love being an aunt, man. It's the best.
Excuse me, to be clear, you're not allowed to say fuck that to a 7-year-old. I did learn that.
I said it in my mind. If that makes you feel better, I wouldn't say it in front of her because that I do know that, Roxy.
You don't say. I just wanted you to know things that I picked up along the way. Chill out doesn't usually work, and fuck that.
But I
one of our new segments. One of our new segments is actually going to be Roxy's advice for parenting.
I think we should do that. I am that uncle though that curses quite a bit, and I have dropped the F bomb in front of my niece before. So
that's because you're cool.
That's pretty much what I did.
I've had the luxury of. Deal. Yeah. Damn it, Cody. I've had the luxury of.
Jesus.
I've had the luxury.
Cody! Fucking sequel!
All right.
Now, welcome to my life.
I've had the luxury of, like, ever since I was born, like, so it was, like, I'm the youngest on my mom's side of the family and, like, the second youngest on, like, my whole family, but I've always, like, my older siblings all like I guess about 10 or so years older than me, so like by the time I was like 5 or 6 they were already having kids, so I kind of like grew up like I'm in that gray area of like I grew up with my nieces and nephews like right now like
you're
my,
this age of like, your kinda, like, siblings
like,
kids
yeah like so wow. like, not like just a like They're juniors in high school. Like the oldest ones are like juniors in high school now,
right.
And
then
the
you youngest, can relate to
yeah
them.
Yeah and so yeah. The youngest one is like 2 or 3.
But
so
nobody I'm, your age.
No. Nobody like right at my age. They're all about the oldest one's like junior year of high school now.
So you either hung out with like younger kids or adults, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Cody, where are you right now?
I am at my dad's house in Orange County.
Have you left your child with me to take care of?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
What about me?
Nope, not there either. But it is the first time a bunch of the family is going to be meeting the kids, so that'll be fun.
That's great. A lot of your family has not met your child?
Yeah.
How's that
not
work?
Not all of them live around here, so a lot of them are flying in and stuff like that.
Oh, people fly in for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Is it a big family dinner?
Not really. It's maybe like 15 people at the most.
Mm. Cody, where in Orange County?
Lake Forest.
Oh, my God. That was my dad lived for years.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Like, do you get along well with your family?
Yeah.
I feel like you've got to be a hot commodity at Thanksgiving dinner because you just had a kid. Like, people like that shit.
Yes. And he's funny and cool. So he's like, he's kind of got like a lot of attention can go to him because he's like, hey, have you also seen my new show, Rumor Mill? And he's
killing it.
I've given up trying to explain to them what I do.
Is that an Orange County family thing, Cody?
I don't know.
It's also a Mexican family thing.
Okay.
Also.
Grammy still calls this place Colander, and I've been here for years.
I love
Colander.
Yeah, try getting her to type Collider Roxy in every time she calls me. Colander Roxy, nothing pops up. Just too tough. Cody, you also are playing bingo right now. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm probably about 2 or 3 spaces away from getting it.
What do you still need to fill?
Probably things like explaining what a podcast is, just generic questions about sleeping because of the baby, stuff like that.
Hmm.
I went to one of my friend's weddings last week back in Austin, so I kind of visited the fam then and just trying to like explain to like their family kind of what I do. So like, so you're a journalist? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. I guess journalist, but it's hard trying to explain what we're doing.
Because that's the old term not old term, it's still a term that exists. I just mean that that's an official term for like a sort of
like,
Hollywood
reporter
variety person. But you do kind of help report a certain type of news, right? So you're technically a form of journalist.
So I was just like, yeah, journalist. So we'll just keep it like
you say
that.
Pundit.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. Do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for
you, DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Visit dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use promo code Collider to start your free trial. DC Universe has so much to offer, including their action-packed original series like Doom Patrol, Young Justice, Outsiders, Swamp Thing, and Titans Season 2. It doesn't stop there. The highly anticipated adult animated series Harley Quinn premieres on November 29th. Tune in to see Harley, voiced by Kaylee Cuoco, break things off with the Joker and attempt to make it on her own. Will she be the newly liberated queenpin of Gotham City? Catch new episodes on Fridays. If you want to experience more DC, watch new animated films, enjoy classic animated series remastered in HD, binge some fan-favorite DC shows, watch classic films, and so much more. If reading is more your thing, DC Universe has over 20,000 digital comics that you can access all at your fingertips. DC Universe is available on your favorite devices so you can watch on the go. Don't waste any more time. Start your free 14-day trial today. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code Collider. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1. Use the promo code Collider to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the U.S.
I don't say those things because people are like, you're a movie critic, and I'm absolutely not a
movie
critic.
Nope, can't do the movie critic thing.
Also, you guys know I can't name things about movies, so that would make me a bad critic. Yeah. I'm a movie watcher. I'm a movie lover, but I'm not a movie critic. I'm not a journalist because I don't journal. So I think to be a journalist, you have to be somebody.
You don't drop the hot scoops.
Yeah, I'm not somebody
who's
doing
that. But
you do
it on camera, though, so technically, kind of you're...
I say I'm an entertainment host, actress, writer, producer.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
What do you say you are, Dave?
Producer. Now I'm saying I'm a producer host. But, I mean, because before I was technically a producer and program manager when I was at Google, so...
Let's talk a little thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Now we know where we all are, being dual people. Fighting with somebody somewhere right now. Stay calm, Roxy. Keep drinking and breathe.
Just feel those
Roxy,
vibes from the pre-tape.
If you're listening to yourself, drink and breathe.
Same.
Drink
Should
and
we
breathe.
Just text each other that?
What are you drinking her in this family thing?
Well, whiskey, but also wine. And I have woken up probably very hungover because I just got out of my 10-year high school reunion.
Ooh.
So that it will be a hungover drink through the pain.
Yeah.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
Yeah.
10-year. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't want to think about how long ago I graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm not Dorian
no
young, but
here.
I'm young.
Yeah.
We're the same age. I'm 38.
Shut up.
No, I'm not 38. You're not 38 either.
I mean, kidding,
Roxy. I'm just kidding.
Fuck, she always does it.
She just turned, that's my inside joke. That's my inside joke. You're like, what?
38. You're not 38. You're 27.
I'm 28.
You're 20
But I look like a great 27.
You
look like
how old are you, Dorian? 23?
How old am I? 24.
24. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And you're 28.
I'm 28, Mark. Which means I got out of high school 10 years ago. 18.
Don't be ashamed of your age. It just means you're wiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I see my age. I mean, I'm technically 37, I think.
Yeah,
after 30,
that
I kind of lost count.
Cody, are you my age?
I am 27.
Wow, so I'm the middle of the road in this group. Middle of the road. I wanted to talk about things we're thankful for. You guys didn't want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Let's do it. Who wants to start?
Dorian, I want you to start because you're the princess of goth, the queen of evil, all things sucking blood. But you also
thankful
are
thankful for blood.
That's true. But you also are so appreciative always and always tell people how grateful and thankful and whatever you are. I don't know if people know that about you, but
yeah, it's very true.
I've been trying to do that more as I've gotten older. I feel like I was a really dumb person before. I mean,
me
I'm
too.
Still super dumb, but I just mean I feel like I've gotten less dumber that way. And I think the most thing I'm thankful for in the last year or so is just making sure that I've humbled myself as I've gotten older to understand that I continuously have to evolve as a human and grow and learn that I'm not perfect and I always have to be learning until I die, until I'm 100, whatever, 200 hopefully if I become a vampire one day.
Same. I want to live till 200.
I know.
Take me with you.
But,
take
me to your leader. And I think that that's helped me in all of my relationships, whether they're romantic, family, as well as my work relationships, right? Like it's crazy to think that I've been at Collider for like a year or so now, and I would have never been friends with Roxy if we didn't end up working together, right? And I you're super fucking cool. Like I love that I gotten to know Roxy more. I gotten to more know Mark more, and this I feel
fuck
really
you, Dorian.
Yeah, well. I've gotten to know Dorian, but whenever
you,
I invite him to go out, he's always like, "Yeah, I'll be there," and then he doesn't show
bruh.
up.
Bruh. Hey, we were at the Hollywood Wax Museum one night. Yeah,
one time you went out with us.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. You know I got anxiety and stuff like that.
That's, well, I do too. But that's why you got to hang out with your friends.
Raise your hand in this room if you don't have anxiety.
Exactly. Keep saying.
Yeah.
Excuses.
I know.
Cody, tell me you raise your hand.
No, I have severe anxiety.
See?
Yeah. Just picturing him on the camera.
Yeah. No, I literally, when I'm walking around and I get a little bit anxious about something, I hear Cody's soundbite, the one where he screams. Is that Josh or somebody screaming?
It's Josh.
Yeah.
Is that the wrestling guy getting thrown?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a really good one. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so my point in all this is because of anxiety, I grew up not knowing that I had some, like, a sort of panic disorder, and my mom used to get panic attacks too. And
does Mexican culture feel about panic attacks?
We grew up in a culture where everything's fine, and it was, you know, you were looked down upon if you, like, even mentioned therapy. Like, therapy was just, like, for weak people. You know what I mean? And,
well, that's a fact.
And it's but we're all weak, right?
It's a joke, guys. I made a joke. My therapist's name is Nancy. She's lovely. Continue.
Oh, good. I would like to meet Nancy one day. But I think that just acknowledging that we're all human and we are not perfect and we're never going to be perfect, and growing up in a society that constantly tells you that you have to be is really challenging for people. And I think that's why everybody's so pissed off and lonely. And I think that that's helped me the most to be happier in general in my life, is to acknowledge those things and constantly try to be working on being kind to myself and being kind to other people. And I'm really thankful for it's a crazy year. I cannot believe, like, Roxy and I and Mark and, of course, Dorian and all our wonderful staff at Collider doing this crazy show.
Christ.
Cody! I was so sorry. I love you, Cody. I'm very thankful for Cody Hall, always. It's crazy that we're here, and I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know what's going to happen next year. But I'm very happy and thankful for whatever is happening, and I'm very thankful for all of you guys and the freaking Collider fans, because goddamn, we have the best fans. Man.
We need a name for them.
Collider fans.
Collider.
No, but, like, you know, the Roxy Stryer fans are called #rockstars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Arianators or whatever they call themselves?
Like Beliebers, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, Action Army, right. Action Army, Ben and Drew. What are Collider fans?
Collider Livers.
Mm-hmm. Collider Livers.
Collider Livers are good.
How do you spell that without it saying livers?
Yeah.
True. Collider Livers. That's funny, too. I'm okay with that.
You guys let us know.
Yeah,
we need to put on that.
Go on our Facebook group or our Reddit.
You start hitting us up on Twitter right now.
Here's what I love that we do. Anytime that we can't think of something,
just put it on them.
Just let us figure it out.
That's. I think they like that, though. I think they get
involved with us. They're smarter than we are,
so they come up
with better things than liver.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to call you guys a bunch of livers. Never forget.
Exactly. And the last thing I want to say, though, is I never thought I would be on camera. I didn't move to L.A. To be on camera. I always wanted to be behind the camera. And like Dorian, you know, being scared of doing this type of stuff and putting yourself out there and being yourself has been scary. But I think it's helped me grow a lot. And thank you for all your patience and your support and saying I'm awesome at it, even though I'll never believe it.
You're really good.
Yeah,
you are.
You really are.
Slightly annoying, but mostly great. Not you.
My bio.
It's slightly annoying that you're as good as you are for how little a time you've been doing it.
That's really sweet, because
you're really
fucking
sharp.
Amazing.
You're really sharp. I think that – I know that this wasn't like the dream or passion, but you've opened up a new door, and I think that you're going to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
If
you want it. Mark, what are you grateful for?
Oh, boy.
And just know that we will chime in the whole time and then, like, make fun of certain parts, but in our heart of hearts, we love and believe in you.
And Cody will probably fart.
Thank you.
And there will be farting noises and things like that.
If I could stick with the fans and thank them especially, and thankfully especially the Patreon fans that I have – because they were the ones that really made it possible for me to actually have my wedding with my fiance, which, you know, it goes without saying that she's my everything. And I've been wanting to marry her sooner than I did. And so I started a Patreon page, and I got a core group of people that support me on that thing every month that finally it hit that spot where I went, babe, we can actually have this thing. And so that is like beyond anything. I mean, it's like when I launched that Patreon page, I was like –
is anybody going to give a fuck? And there were people that did. And now it's like
a lot
become
of people.
A lot of people that did. And I become friends with them. And they continue to support me. And they continue to say, I can't wait to see your wedding and the pictures and that. Like, I'm going to support you for this, you know, goal of the wedding. And some of them are even trying to help me build it even more because, you know, it's like as much as we're going to have the wedding and it's going to happen, I still need that page. And I'm still every week, you know, every day looking at it, trying to save. And it's working so much, and it's them, that support is I'm so thankful for, because then it transfers over into the family and my fiance and my friends here and everything, because we're going to throw that wedding. You're all going to be there, and it's going to be so much fun.
I can't wait. That's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
What is the – it's Mark Riley or Riley Round or Mark E. Riley?
Riley Roundtable.
Riley Roundtable. So
patreon.com/Riley Roundtable.
I'm a patron of yours. You know
Yeah,
that.
I'm a patron of yours.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
You're patroning each other.
We're patrons of each other.
It actually cancels out, but it's just about the thought that counts.
It's the thought. Yeah. It's the support, knowing that –
Really, who
you
wins
know,
is Patreon, who takes 10% of both of our shows.
Yeah. they really do. That's the other thing. But those relationships have been so amazing, and then it transfers to Roxy, of course I'm going to support you and you support me, and it's like the people that I've met here are like become my dear friends. Mm-hmm. Which is I say that like, oh my god, I'm shocked. I'm not. I mean, you're all wonderful people, and
fuck you, Cody.
I'm including Cody in this because Cody is one of those guys that I've known now for a very long time.
How's that turkey taste now?
Like, come on. I mean, yeah, that is the best. But I'm thankful for all that. And especially then to turn it to my fiance who, you know, ups and downs of work, life, everything. She's always the one that's like either with me or like – always with me, but if like if something's going wrong, she's like, "Yeah, fuck him," and just like she's got my back.
She's
in
rock
a way.
Solid.
Yeah,
rock solid
in a way that I always wanted that I didn't get, unfortunately, with my first marriage. And here we are.
Second time's the charm, baby. Yeah.
Second time is the charm.
I feel really bad that you mentioned your fiance. I didn't even mention my dude and dudes.
That's all right. You can sneak that one in there. You can sneak that one. But I will say one last very, very thankful thing because I want to continue the goodwill and the good positive vibes out there. My dad, I'm so thankful for him because he had a health scare and he's still dealing with it. But he's strong. He's fighting it. Good across the board as far as the prognosis. So very thankful for him. And so I'm going to see him probably after tomorrow if we're the pre-tape. Day after Thanksgiving.
The day after That's tomorrow? Awesome.
Day after
is
tomorrow.
Is getting a sequel? Is it a big fucking deal?
It's a big fucking deal. We don't need to talk about that sequel.
It's not a big fucking deal.
There it is.
I also am thankful for Julie.
She's thankful for you guys, especially.
I love her so much.
And she loves Dory, too. She's always, every once in a while, she's like, how's Dorian? I haven't seen him in a while.
I haven't seen him in a while.
She's awesome. I love her. Dorian, what are you grateful for?
I guess I'm grateful for a lot, just waking up this morning or waking up every morning being alive, like, God's given me another opportunity to live.
That's
very true. The main thankful thing I'm thankful for. Just being here at Collider, I'm thankful for that. Like, because I know a lot of people are, like, especially before I joined this entertainment industry or this business, like, you're just seeing people YouTube online and stuff like that. Seeing them is just like, oh, like, I got to be there. I got to do that. And to actually be on the back end, it's never tiring. It's like, I'm truly grateful to be able to walk into here and, like, just be able to, like, even do this, even though I'm not the best at, I keep saying that, but even though, like, I'm not the best on camera or whatever, like, being able to do this and talk to people like you guys every day is pretty amazing. So that's like one of the main things I'm thankful for. My family has been truly supportive, and like just everything that they've done for me, I cannot say thank you enough for. Like, I still owe them so much, like from them breaking their backs to like even get me out here from after moving out for an internship and me saying, hey, I'm going to stay out here. Like, I think I got something. I got to pursue this, like, and then fully believing in me and that. And actually it's like the dreams are like starting to materialize and become like reachable. So to even be in this predicament right now, it's amazing. I know I'm not like, I don't seem super grateful, but it truly puts a smile on my face to like wake up and be doing like handling social media, talking to cool people, getting to do like set visits and stuff like that. The little boy in me would never imagine like seeing myself like right now in this predicament. Like, so
I'm pretty pissed you gave me literally nothing to make fun of you for. I was hoping for a little more ammo.
I'm sorry. I got two real, but I am, and I'm thankful for, like, truly, I am thankful for you guys. Like, y'all have been killing it since y'all took over as a host, and, like, I know you, like, especially you, Rocky, you've been killing it since the beginning, and see the comments, and sometimes, like, I'm like, what the fuck, like, why are you, like, you're
people
trying
to bad things about me.
That's ridiculous, and it's like, y'all are trying
so hot.
She ridiculously is.
And she's so hot in herself, and it bothers people.
Yeah, that must be it. I'm so hot that you guys hate me. That's the only explanation.
No, it's because you're so hot, and you are yourself, and you're all these things, and are silly, and it bothers people that you're not like the stereotypical like how a hot woman should behave. I think that's what it is.
And you're so good looking.
And you're so motivational too.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Everything like y'all been doing is like truly been motivation for me to like fucking hey, let me just make some moves. Let me do this. So
yeah, we kidnapped you onto the show.
You really did.
And
y'all,
you're
like,
killing it so far.
No, I'm not. But we're getting
come
through
back.
There.
Bullshit.
I will come back.
Again.
I will come back. I'm not. Cody, Roka, put that out there. I'm not fishing. I'm just scared.
What are you grateful for, Cody?
We're all scared.
Yeah, I'll get my wife and my kid out of the way first because they're the most important, obviously.
you gotta throw that in so you move on.
Yeah, not forget about your family like I did.
Also, people on Patreon, they've helped a lot. They helped us make a bunch of shorts and sketches this year. Thank you so much for that.
What's the Patreon?
The Wangers. Patreon.com/Wangers. Me and Christian and Brian make a bunch of stuff there.
At this point, by people are watching this now, is your short dropped?
I think so. Maybe. If you're a page, I don't know. We'll see.
Soon. Okay.
Also, I think just like surrounding myself with good people. You know what I mean? I'm thankful for all. Oh, and Christian, who's bringing in food for me right now.
Oh, boy.
We got Jersey Mike's in the house. I'm grateful for this guy.
Oh, dude.
This guy
I need some Jersey Mike's.
Right here.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to get Jersey Mike's, I think, later.
Me too.
I was thinking about that on the way in. Now it's happening.
I'm thinking for that
happening.
Chicken that's waiting for me.
Is it a Popeye chicken sandwich?
Good people, I would say.
Have you, Popeyes?
Yeah, I'm going to go get a Popeye chicken sandwich.
Yeah, fuck you, Cody. We're going to talk about Popeyes while you're in the middle of your...
I'm thankful for those sandwiches, man. Those are some fucking good sandwiches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, Cody was done, I'm sure, right? Cody, you were done.
I've already left.
He's like, I don't care about anything. I'm thankful for this sandwich I'm about to put in my mouth.
What'd you get? Cody?
No, I thought he literally left, and I was like, that's amazing. Number seven, what's that?
Turkey and provolone.
Okay.
On rosemary bread.
Mmm.
Damn. Mm.
Sounds very delicious.
Nice. Got some bacon in there.
Ooh.
Roxy, what are you thankful for?
I know we're supposed to open up the phone lines, so I'll try to be brief.
Right. Yeah. What you got?
Oh, no, sorry. Should I post?
Tweet it. We're going to open up them. But we
let's talk about it. Should we tweet it? Should we not? Let's take a vote.
It's already been gone.
Are you thankful for Twitter? What are you thankful for?
I have a lot to be grateful for this year. I will say that this was definitely one of the harder years for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful that I've made it through.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely thankful to all the people who supported me in the fact that I started this year moving out of an apartment with my ex-boyfriend and alone in my new place and very scared of that and not knowing what this year was going to be like. Collider has been amazing, an amazing place to be. And getting Collider 2.0, Vagina Live, has been fucking awesome. You guys have actually been really cool about it. I wasn't even expecting you guys to be as cool as you were. So thank you so much for the support there. I was in my first movie, which was ridiculous. I mean, I lived my whole life wanting to be seen in a movie on TV somewhere. And I can – if I get hit by a car, I was in a fucking movie with Stan Lee. So like, you know – just I can die tomorrow and I did something on this planet that I was born to do.
And we will just CG your face onto other movies.
And then I'll be in 15 other movies next year. I actually probably will get more famous once I die now that you guys have heard that. My family, my immediate family are just so rock solid. It's insane. So grateful for my mom for instilling in me the lessons that I've learned. And I wish she could have been around to see me actually implement them because, God, was I a little dumbass too growing up. And to everybody in this room, including you, Cody. Fuck you, Cody. and in the office, everybody over at Screen Junkies, at AfterBuzz, all the places I work, Rotten Tomatoes for welcoming me in this year as well. So grateful. So fucking grateful to be healthy, relatively. That's like the number one most important thing. I could go on for a very, very long time, but we will take some calls instead right now because enough of a mush fest. This is still Collider Live, so farts and stuff.
But in conclusion, though, I think it sounds like we're all just – we are Nothing. Yeah. We are nothing without the people around us.
Nothing.
That's the biggest thing I've learned this year.
You got to put the right people
around
you.
And so we got to thank everyone, our families, our all of our people, our coworkers. Thank you, everyone, so much.
Do you guys smell it when he does that sound? Because it almost has a smell to it.
That one.
Let me just ask you this, Cody. Is that fart sound you telling me there's a caller on the line?
No. Okay. No, I just wanted to play fart sounds.
I like it.
That's cool. Let us know when there is a caller, maybe by farting.
Via fart.
Yeah, via fart, because it is Thanksgiving, and Arena told me that everybody's farting on Thanksgiving.
Probably. I mean, how many times do you guys eat? I eat like three times.
Two or three plates.
Three dinners, yeah. And what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I mean, turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuff.
My mom makes great mashed potatoes.
All of it, yeah.
Oh, mashed potatoes,
and my fiancé has been doing this mac and cheese for the past 2 years, that it's like literally the best thing.
Julie looks like she can make some good macaroni
and
cheese.
Yeah, she discovered this kind of
Dorian,
recipe.
Explain yourself.
I'm just saying she looks like she puts her foot into it. Like, man. Not physically, but like she like –
She's making out all the ingredients.
Metaphorically. Is it a compliment?
Yes. I
definitely took it as such.
No, like, so. I'm saying like
caller, she, you know. Caller, you are on Collider Live. Where are you farting from?
Hey, guys, it's Luke Nelson.
Hey, Luke Nelson in the house. Hell yeah, Luke. What's going on?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Luke.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. So my favorite food is green bean casserole, actually.
Wow.
I've seen some hate going around for that online this year, and I am not okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that has cheese in it. Doesn't green bean casserole have cheese?
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It has like the onions, the crispy onions, right?
No, that's a no
for me. Cheese
Yeah.
You're just making us hungry,
that's
Luke.
That's what makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
You're just making us hungry now. Do you got a question for us?
Yeah. So I want to talk about the movie The Lighthouse.
Ooh, Lighthouse.
I was wondering if anybody has seen it, what you think of it, or if you haven't seen it, then the simple question is, would you fuck a mermaid or not?
Okay, great question. Thank you so much for calling, Luke. The Lighthouse, that's the Robert Pattinson, Willem Dafoe movie.
Directed by Robert Eggers.
I have not seen it. I would fuck a mermaid. Dorina, your turn.
It's one of my movies that I'm dying to see that I haven't been able to see yet. And it makes me really sad because I love The Witch. When I first saw it, I was like, I was disappointed that it wasn't scary, but it's a beautiful looking movie. So I'm very excited to see this movie. I hope I get to see it soon. And I would fuck a mermaid, whatever. Sure. My mermaid.
I have not seen The Lighthouse, but I would fuck a mermaid.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely fuck a mermaid, and I have not seen The Lighthouse.
Cody?
I haven't seen it. Sure, why not?
Is it cheating if it's a mermaid?
I don't think so.
Well, in a scenario where I'm not married.
No,
what do you mean?
I'm just wondering, because like, if I was married, but my husband got the opportunity to fuck a mermaid, I would hope he took that. Like, if he met a mermaid, and then she tried to sleep with him, and we didn't even know mermaids existed, and he didn't sleep with the mermaid, that's stupid.
Oh, I think
you got to take it where you can get it.
That's right. What she said.
I would still be killed by my fiancé.
What does the mermaid sex look like?
Unicorn, Sasquatch, whatever.
I'm not sure.
I've got a tail.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like maybe it is like Shape of Water, where
I
something
seen
comes
Shape
out.
Of Water.
Yeah, but what if it's a woman mermaid?
Maybe there's another thing that opens and there's
something goes in
the mer vagina.
the mergina. Cody, let us know with the fart when there's another caller on the line.
Oh my god.
I can't.
You want to try to combine the word mermaid and vagina?
I'm trying.
It's
just not happening. No.
Mergina.
I'm actually thankful it didn't happen.
The mermaid? The germaid?
No, I don't know. But I don't know if I want to fuck a mermaid anymore.
You want to know what? I've been thinking about it too, and I don't know. I also don't like having sex in the water.
Right.
Because
it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's just not a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's like the
things
ultimate worst condom feeling of all time, where it's like,
not good.
That's what water sex sounds like.
Kind of.
Boy, this went off the rails. I love
it. My family's not watching this episode of
Collider. Yeah, don't have me. Yeah.
You said they're fine with what you do.
This is what the show is.
But that's the thing.
We went there.
Fine.
That's the thing. And that's the thing that scares me the most. Like when we were talking about earlier, like I think I'm really much myself on this show, but I'm not with my family. So that's what's bizarre about it. Whereas you are, right, Roxy? You have a very chill relationship with your family.
Oh my god! I mean, they're the most progressive family of all time. Let's talk about something to be thankful for. my dad is an absolute rock star. I mean that in the literal sense and the figurative sense. He is so cool, and has always been equally cool with his daughters and sons, and just like never on sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever the fuck you want. Be safe. Call me if you need anything. Right. I've called him when I had bad mushroom trips. I told him when I had sex for the first time. I was very safe about everything because I knew I never had to lie to him.
That's great.
So, so, so fucking lucky.
That's awesome.
So lucky, especially when you lose your mom and you're like, because it's a different relationship with a daughter and a mom, to be able to still have him in that way. So fucking lucky. That's so awesome. Lucky. Definitely they don't care about mermaid sex. It's probably like the most tame thing I would say.
Yeah.
But is this
that's what, yeah, you've seen Splash, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The Tom Hanks movie. Gerald Hannah.
I'm also
there you go. She's right on your list.
I'm also thankful for I've actually started watching like good movies this year.
Oh, yeah. Now you're like a Scorsese. Yeah,
King of Comedy is my shit. That is my favorite movie of all time, probably.
Really?
Yeah,
I couldn't be.
I love that movie.
You found your favorite movie of all time this year?
Yeah, last year my favorite movie was Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yes!
Great fucking movie.
It was amazing.
What a great thing this company has done for you.
Yeah, like seriously.
I love watching him see these movies and like say, like he, like the other day you were watching Star Wars.
A New Hope.
New Hope, and you like turned to me like,
you've never seen it?
I'd seen it, but you didn't remember it. Yeah, and granted, I was probably like a little baked when I watched, because I remember like speed watching them before The Force Awakens dropped. But I feel like ever since I've joined Collider, especially this past year, I feel like I've been actually looking at movies from a different lens, like a film Twitter critics type bullshit. Right. But like I actually fell in love with cinema, like really, really loving it.
Hey guys, it's Cody here. Do you love DC movies, shows, and comic books? Well, we have good news for you. DC Universe, the ultimate DC membership, is offering a special 14-day free trial to our listeners. Visit dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use promo code COLLIDER to start your free trial. DC Universe has so much to offer, including their action-packed original series like Doom Patrol, Young Justice, Outsiders, Swamp Thing, and Titans Season 2. It doesn't stop there. The highly anticipated adult animated series Harley Quinn premieres on November 29th. Tune in to see Harley, voiced by Kaylee Cuoco, break things off with the Joker and attempt to make it on her own. Will she be the newly liberated queenpin of Gotham City? Catch new episodes on Fridays. If you want to experience more DC, watch new animated films, enjoy classic animated series remastered in HD, binge some fan favorite DC shows, watch classic films, and so much more. If reading is more your thing, DC Universe has over 20,000 digital comics that you can access all at your fingertips. DC Universe is available on your favorite devices so you can watch on the go. Don't waste any more time. Start your free 14-day trial today. Visit www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1 and use the promo code COLLIDER. That's www.dcuniverse.com/podcast1. Use the promo code COLLIDER to start your 14-day free trial. This code is valid through December 31st, 2019. Collider Live is sponsored by Warner Brothers Digital Networks, the operator of DC Universe. DC Universe is only available in the U.S.
Are you going to do more of those Millennium Watch videos?
Hopefully.
I love those.
Hopefully. I wanted to do one for the Terminator. It's just hard to, like, scheduling-wise and then, like, having it, like, the editors are so busy already, like, trying to throw that on there. Because anytime I have to do a Millennials Must Watch video, the editing,
it makes
backlog. It a lot much better.
Just curious, because I agree with everything you're saying, but I feel like you guys both got tunnel vision for a moment where you're not going to respond to the fact that Mark Reilly was doing a bizarre ass dance. Yeah,
what just happened?
I was doing that for you.
You guys were not going to even acknowledge it.
I was also confused. I didn't see what happened.
He just was doing it, and then you guys were still talking, and I was like,
the 420 thing came in, and it made me think of being in that state of mind. And just being like, well, man.
That's what you do when you're high?
He just started, you're talking and you're talking about cinema and loving it. And he's sitting next to you just like.
I had no idea.
You're doing like Enchantress from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I was doing that.
Something.
Sometimes I do it just for that one.
Yeah. I actually do remember. I can confirm.
Too good.
Mark Reilly, I forget what night it was, but you, Julie, and a bunch of us were at a bar by your house.
Yeah.
I think
I was
maybe
there.
Maybe that was the night
was
we went
Wax
to
Museum?
The Wax Museum.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and everyone's talking drunk, but he wasn't that drunk. He was stoned, and we're all having a conversation, and then Mark shows up and he goes, I'm very stoned.
Yeah.
And then he did
like
that little dance.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
Because we went to the wax museum.
We went to the wax museum after, but that edible hit me like you wouldn't believe. It was like, where did that truck come from?
Back up. Yeah. Dorian, what did you do?
Yeah, what?
At the wax museum, there's like a mirror room.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking down, like recording myself. Just trying to like, oh, this is dope. And then just smack right into the wall.
The video, you see it. It's on my Twitter, way back when. It's back in February.
Old video.
Good night.
I actually remember. Yeah, it was back in February.
Just curious. Were you invited to this outing?
No, I wasn't, Roxy.
Mm-hmm. What was this outing? Why did we go to your house?
We were watching some movie.
We watched Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Hans Zimmer in concert.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were at their house, so yell at him and Julie, Roxy and Cody.
Roxy, I do believe we invited you.
But not Cody.
But not Cody. But not Cody.
Just make sure.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's cool.
Because ultimately, the end of the day, fuck you, Cody.
We're thankful for you, but fuck you, Cody.
Roxy. No, seriously, the most massive thank you in the entire planet to Cody.
Seriously.
Because, like, this show, without him.
Not only does this show not happen without him, but it is nowhere near as entertaining as you make it, Cody. So thank you. You're the best.
Air horns for Cody. Yeah. Apparently, because we are pre-taped, I don't know, we maybe didn't get the word out enough that we were doing this. So no calls right now, which means
not
that
right now, Derek!
I think that means that we will wrap, because also I have to tape something.
Something.
I have to tape something that at this point you guys still won't have seen, but it's great.
Well, we can say
transition rocks. No, we can say what we're doing.
We can
talk about it.
Well, I mean, we can't talk about results, but we're releasing the top 10. Yeah, there it is.
Cody, are we not allowed to?
No, I think you can.
Yeah, we can. We're doing our top 10 Star Wars movie ranking.
Fuck yeah! Hell yeah! Woo! Star Wars! I'm sure those comments will be so nice and respectful.
Hey, it's the fans voting. The fans voted. So that list is from the fans. We had nothing to do with this list.
No, yeah.
Did we lose you, Dorian?
No, sorry. I was.
You just went to the dark place
for a
second.
I was lost in the sauce. Lost in the sauce for
some tweet. The social media
sauce? Yeah, sorry about that.
What's happening there?
Oh, nothing. We just...
I see.
We're dealing with something.
Do we have a caller, Cody? Oh.
Okay, let's take this caller and then we'll wrap. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brad Majors from Denton. How are you doing?
Brad Majors, happy to have you on board with us. What are you calling about?
Well, I just wanted to put this out there that I'm not sure everyone knows this, but Roxy Stryer does a live stream on her YouTube channel, and I just feel like a lot of people should know about it. Just wanted to put that out there.
Nice.
You're an absolute doll. What a great shout out. I was talking about the rock stars earlier today and just so thankful for the people that join the live stream. YouTube.com/RoxyStryer. Cheap plug.
And you do that all the time.
Yeah, I do it three times a week, and I will also write you your check for $100 after this for calling in to plug. Thank you for calling in on time. Good promo for me. Way to go.
Well, I heard is it true that you're going to be doing a live stream with Saul?
Thank you for the question. We will talk to you soon. Goodbye, caller.
Thank you.
Yo, Saul came into my live stream, so now I guess a week ago, and he was like, why did you turn me down for doing a live stream with me when I was in L.A.? And I was like, I literally don't know what you're talking about, Saul. And he was like, I asked you to come on your live stream, and you said no. And I was like, Saul, literally this conversation didn't happen. And then he wrote 20 minutes later and was like, oh, actually, I think I thought I was going to ask you, but then I started talking to Riley.
Nice. Right.
But do you think that was his way of inviting himself?
No, it was his way of asking, I think.
There it is.
Can we just get him on the phone? How did you guys do that?
It was him the whole time.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe you fell for Brad from Denton. That was a good one.
Wait, do your Brad voice again. Did you know
that? That was great, dude.
That was really good, Saul.
Hi, this is Brad Majors. I'm from Denton.
That's incredible.
Holy shit.
You fooled me there. Because I tried to get us that one time, and I knew it was you. This one, not so much.
This is the best prank you've ever pulled on this show, Saul. Well done.
I'm
happy I got Riley, because I was really trying.
Yeah, you did get me, dude.
When I called in with the British accent, Riley had none of it. Like, he was like, you guys are clowns. It's obviously Saul. And I was like, shut up, Mark. And like... Yeah, so I was really happy I could trick you this time.
Do Brad again. One more time.
Oh, hey, how you doing? It's Brad. Brad Majors from Denton. Do you not know that reference? That's a movie reference.
Which movie?
Obviously, I don't
know. It's Brad Majors from Denton. Brad and Janet are from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
one of the best movies ever.
Saul, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate having you.
We are very thankful for you, Saul, because we're doing a Thanksgiving episode. So happy Thanksgiving.
What do you got? Whoa, man.
Well, look, I'm very thankful for you. Well, I am very thankful for you guys. But Roxy, so is that true? I heard people on the internet are saying we should do a live stream.
But now it sounds like you are saying that as Brad.
Well, no, I had to disguise my voice because when I call in the Collider Live, it ruffles somebody's feathers who's going to remain nameless. So I don't want to say who. But if I was going to guess at their religion, I would say it's probably a Christian.
What a twist.
But do you think that Christian is not going to find out that you called in because you disguised your voice as Brad for half of the call?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that after he heard, 30 seconds into the conversation, he probably tuned out. But no, I'm not. I just – everybody in your live chat last night voted that you should do that. So I just thought I would follow up seeing you didn't answer the question directly last night.
Maybe you guys should do a live stream as Brad and Janet from Rocky Horror.
That could work.
You don't live in Los Angeles.
You're right. So I thought it'd be an easy – if you just committed to it and said yes, chances are everyone would just forget about it. But so you're not interested? You are interested? Just curious.
I don't even understand the question, man. If you want to come on one of my live streams, then you can come on. But you don't live here? We talk on live every day.
This is incredible.
I mean, yes.
Saul,
yes,
sounds like Roxy's got you for once. She's got a point there, dude.
I don't even know. Cody, help. Help, Cody.
I'm just as lost.
All right, Saul.
All right.
We're thankful for you, Saul. Thank you for calling in,
man. Thankful for you. Yes, and, yes to a live stream.
In all seriousness, I do love you guys. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I do love you guys. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I'm just busting chops.
We know.
Saul, you're great. Thank you so much for closing out this Thanksgiving show. It would not be a Thanksgiving episode if we didn't have Saul call in at the end and say something truly bizarre.
And prank us all.
Saul and Brad, who knew?
Exactly.
Who knew? That was excellent. Let's get out of here, though, guys. Dorina, where can everybody find you on this lovely Thanksgiving?
At Evil Dorina and probably drinking somewhere in Mexico.
Ooh, tequila?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or mezcal, actually.
Mark Riley?
At Riley Round on Twitter.
Dorian Parks and Rec.
Dorian, a round of applause for Dorian.
Dorian!
Thankful for your first full show on my live.
Sorry.
Cody Hall.
At The Real Cody Hall.
Cody, I hope you're making it through with your first Thanksgiving with your kid. Hope it's not a nightmare. I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer. To all of you guys who are alone on Thanksgiving, you're no longer alone. We're here with you guys. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow for Collider Live.
Bingo!